privilege to have our Five Diamond director, Charlie, come up and share some closing thoughts with us. Thank you.
I want to share something first. You see, I've got my sharp pointed shoes on. I'll kick some butts. I want to aggravate and, you know, some of you and get you moving. Maybe get mad at me, right? And I'd like you to get mad. Or who was saying up? Pierre was saying he's gutful or whatever. Well, I'm about gutful of watching a lot of people treading water, you know. You can't. Yeah, you get in a swimming pool and you tread water, you'll eventually drown. You know, you can't get anywhere either. So I want to get you moving. A couple of things I want to talk about quickly. I actually last night talking to a guy or yesterday afternoon where we're staying, and I said, you know, majority of people don't believe that they're sick. They think because they're not in bed and they're not in hospital, they're healthy. Think about that. But if you've got this ailment, you've got that ailment, you've got this thing, you're not healthy. Let's be honest. And let's look after our health. My goal this year, I've doubled up on my exercise from last year. I've messed up my foot in February, but I'm coming right now. I'm back on track again exercising. And I want to do double what I did last year. I don't want to do less. There's a load of jazz that you've got to go slower as the years move on. That's a load of bull. Whoever told you that is talking rubbish. It's all in your mind. Age is not in years. It's in your mind. I've got stories of a farmer here in Allowell North. Actually, the whole thing I picked up in one of the magazines. He stopped farming at 95. The last time he rode a horse, he was 90, and he had a knee up after that. He couldn't ride after that. You understand? And this guy looked healthy. Now, had he stopped farming at 80 or whatever, he would tend to be dead and buried by now. So think of that. Get fitter. Get better. Now, somebody mentioned love everybody. I think Pierre was talking about it. But, you know, I think most of us love our loved ones. We love our families. But do you really care about them? That's the question I've got today. Do you really care that you care enough not to want to cause them trauma by your bad discipline and bad habits of looking after your body? See, most people dig their graves with knives and forks. I don't know if you know that. That's a new way. They don't use a spade anymore. So think what you put into this body. Think what you're eating. Eat for energy. Eat for health. I'm excited about it. I don't want to cause my loved ones trauma if I can help it. Obviously, something happens outside of what I... That's tough. You understand now? I'll talk about the cruise quickly. Everyone's been speaking about it. Let's clarify it quickly. If you are not... If you're a first-time Emerald, by the end of September, you'll go. If you're already an Emerald, you need to develop your business to move up on the world team. So obviously, you'll tend to want to develop some Emerald directors in your downline. And I will check your structure. And after June, when we get together at Acres, we'll give a couple of finer details to that, right? But that's basically how the whole deal is going to work. So you got that? If you're a World Team member already, SD, you need to step up. If you're not yet an SD and you're an Emerald Director, you need to get to SD. If you're not yet an Emerald Director, you need to work, become one, a first-time Emerald, right? If you've been an Emerald and dropped before, no problem. You've got to get back up to SD then, not to Emerald. Is that clear? No, that's the way it is, right? And I think Alt and I pay for it, so you need to... We can write the rules, don't you think? That's exciting. William, we had a good time. Where's William? William, come here quickly. Run up just straight. Come. You guys must hear this one. William, you weren't sure that the food was free on the ship first, am I right? Yeah. Until Jeanette got you.
Yeah.
Now tell him about that first day you're going hungry and no money for food. You told Jeanette.
We went straight, and then we were in the boat, so we didn't know what to do. I was so hungry. I didn't know whether to eat or not to eat. Now, I've seen these people, they're walking up and down there, they're taking the place. I said, I know, man. I got to phone somebody. And then I couldn't get Charlie. I'm sure it was because of network. And then I said, there is one guy, Putty. I said, Putty, what's going on now? We are hungry now. I didn't have money on me. And then I said, what are you going to do now? We're trying to phone Jeanette. I said, I don't know number Jeanette's cell phone number. I said, yeah, now we're going to wait. And it's going to be 3 o'clock now. half past 3, I said, oh, I can't wait anymore. I was asking people now, Pastor Grant, I said, how much is the food here? They said, we don't know. We came here with we are the group of people. We have paid something. I was sitting there on the table. I said, no, I won't move here. Maybe they're going to come here. Up until I meet with, who's this guy? The guy who went with us. The one who likes joke. Jubert, yeah. Jubert said, no, man, you can go and eat. Two plates, you can imagine. I was dishing dad. I put all this to be here. One of the exciting things now is when they call us to teach us, you know, to put all those jackets. Life jacket. And then I've seen everybody who are so excited. They say, yeah, if something going to happen here, yeah, we'll be. Then I said, I thought of the sharks now. I said, yeah. Yeah, man. I said, oh, we're going to be safe here. I don't know, what about our feet now? We'll be.
Good, give that. Shame, terrible people starving, you know, everything for free, okay? But anyhow, that's the fun we have on the cruise, right? It's a lot of fun, okay? So you all know the food's paid for, okay? You can eat as much as you like. I'm sorry, we didn't communicate much. We should have told everybody. But, you know, folks, we talk at about the business. You know, on this earth, you got to work. You're either going to work for somebody else, you're going to work for yourself. Why not work hard for yourself, part-time, plan the time like Perry and all the Mark and everyone, all these panelists said, and just get out there and do it, right? Next thing is, our whole focus in this business is touching lives of people. So put yourself out of the focus, right? You've heard it all weekend. Care for your customers. Care for your distributors. Know that what you got is the best. Don't think it. And that's a big thing, you know. I heard this morning, Sid, I was talking about seed, and think about that in the service, right? God's put a seed in your hand, and that's his business. Are you going to plant it? Are you going to nurture it? It's a big responsibility, you know. Next time you walk past someone, and your ego or whatever, you don't approach them, you might be condemning them. They might come to know the Lord because you approach them. I take his business very seriously. I have a lot of fun in it. But we got it's a serious business. When you think you're touching people's lives, it's a big responsibility. There also to look after yourself, to be an example. We heard all weekend. Be the example. Look after yourself. Get fitter. Get your mind going. And you know, by doing well in a business, we give hope to others. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. When you give hope to others, that's planting, right? And that's important. I've seen a lot of people quit this business too soon. I've seen people go through challenges, and for some other reason, they quit when it's just about ready to happen. And Alton and I have seen things like that happen, and it's crazy. It's sad. You see, when you're going through challenges, that's good. And by the way, all functions, those who are going to Hartmoor's, remember, Friday nights are the most serious talks. You hear, like, wasn't Adelina great Friday night? You never got that again. It was fantastic, okay? So if people miss a Friday night, now in Hartmoor's we have Neri Dumeni. And believe me, there's going to be a story like you wouldn't believe there, okay? And Neri's growing like crazy. Look, she lost Emmanuel 2011. And for a year, Neri didn't do too much. But man, she is flying. You mark my words today. Neri will be a diamond, and so will Adelina very shortly. Those two ladies, I've got a lot of confidence in. They are ripe, and they're ready. And that's exciting. So never, ever quit, you know, because the winning post could be just around the corner. And somehow God's got a way of just hiding it from some people, and you don't see it, and boom, you stop just ahead of it. You're going through some challenges, and give thanks in everything. Even if you don't understand it, nothing's bad. Now, if somebody says, well, my mother died, say, that's good. And then get your mind geared up and think, why is it good? Was she suffering? Was she in pain? You understand? You see, once you get your mind right, that when you say everything that's good, then you think, why is it good? And you look for the good, right? Because there's good in everything. I've had challenges in motor vehicles and all that, and I've had a couple of kudu running me in my time. I don't know, it was three or four. Four times. I've decided to start shooting with a rifle now, not shoot with motor vehicles, okay? But, you know, every time it's happened, I've never got negative about it. I said, that's good. Now, maybe it stopped me running into a truck or something down the road or whatever. Always look for that's good. So give thanks in everything. And now, before I wrap up, I want to share something with you real quick. Somebody had to talk about the scrolls here. Now, this book, that's Alton Eye's original Greatest Salesman. It's worn out. It's stuck together with tape. Some goals in here that Alton wrote with her own hand. Can you imagine us trying to save 500 rand to attend a company function? And Alton's got in here, she wants to save to get her savings up to 2,000. That's a joke. I'll take what you've got and you keep the 2,000 now. When you write these things down, it's amazing what starts happening if you discipline yourself. I just went through the cupboard and then found this book, and it's all written in pencil, and I photocopied some of these things. But it's important to do those things. Important to get the habits. Of all the books you read, if you take each scroll here and you read it and study it, you'll be successful, because these things are what helped me. The first scroll, today I begin a new life, right? And you talk that for a whole month. Morning, lunchtime, aloud at night. I'll greet this day with love in my heart is the second one. It makes a habit. It'll take you 10 months to do these things, right? And it takes guts to be disciplined. Number three, I'll persist until I succeed. Number four, I'm nature's greatest miracle. Number five, I'll live this day as if it's my last. And I will not waste time. I live each day. And you should think that whenever you talk with people or do things, live it. None of us has got a guarantee of tomorrow. I've had two people in our team in the last little while have strokes. Fortunately, they are still alive, but not with nothing wrong with them. They've got major challenges. And we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, nobody knows, right? We can do the best we can, but anything can happen. So look after yourself. Today, I'll be master of my emotions. Number seven, I'll laugh at the world. Number eight, today I'll multiply my value 100-fold. Number nine, my dreams are worthless. My goals are dust and not impossible. I will act now. So without action, nothing will happen, right? And that's what you heard all morning. Now, I want to share the last one. And this is actually a prayer. And it's actually fantastic how it helps us all. Keeps your foot on the ground. And I've got one that somewhere in the scroll it says, when I act now, it says, when I awake, I'll leap from my cot when the failure sleeps yet another hour. And I don't lie in bed. When I awake, I'm gone. This prayer goes like this. O Creator of all things, help me, for this day I go into the world naked and alone, and without your hand to guide me, I'll wander far from the path which leads to success and happiness. And you should memorize that whole prayer, right? I ask not for gold or garments or even opportunity equal to my abilities. Instead, guide me so that I may acquire ability equal to my opportunities. And, you know, go and study this, read it, and make it a part of you. There's so much in this prayer, right? It says there, let me become all you planned for me. When my seed was planted and selected by you to sprout in the vineyard of the world, help this humble person, dear Lord God. That's how it ends. But read the whole thing. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it this morning, but make it a habit. Start doing something. You can get those books on the internet, right? Put it on your iPad or whatever you got, or You can download them, get the book or whatever. It's not an expensive book. I think it costs about $70. But don't buy it if you're not going to do it. Well, you're wasting your time. But to me, that book, I've done it at least 4 times in my time in the business. Right? We're all human. You start slipping. So you've got to keep reminding yourself. We've had a great time this weekend. We're wrapping up. And I just sincerely hope and pray. I cannot motivate you. I sincerely hope you're inspired to go and look after your body, look after your health, look after your dreams, your goals, build for the future, make a difference in this life, be meaningful to other people. Thank you very much.